嗨，这里是本老师，每日练一句，轻松学口语。今天和大家分享的是这样的一个句子，我们来看一下。I had tried sushi before, but I hadn't been to that particular restaurant. It just opened, so I thought I'd give it a try. 所以呢，我之前是有吃过寿司，但是呢，我没有去过那家店去吃过，那是一个新开的一家店，所以呢，我想着我应该去试一下。我们看中间发音的细节啊。I had tried sushi before. I 双元音，嘴张大，饱满。I had tried 中间的 I 也是一个双元音。I had tried sushi, sushi, she 这么去读啊。Sushi before. I had tried sushi before, but I 连读 ，but I 依然是一个双元音 ，but I hadn't.注意啊，否定啊 ，hadn't been to that particular restaurant，been to 去过的意思 ，that 浊辅音咬舌头，在这儿的 th 啊 ，that 没有读出来 ，particular 那一家，特别的那一家 ，particular 怎么去读啊 ，restaurant，but I hadn't been to that particular restaurant.It just opened, 刚刚开 ,open, 在这是一个动词 ,opened, O 是一个双元音 ,O, 嘴张大饱满一些 ,It just opened, so I thought, 听一群啊 ,so, O, 双元音 ,I thought, I, 双元音 ,thought, th 在这是一个清辅音咬舌头 ,I thought, 结尾的 t 没有读出来 ,I'd,I would, 缩略在一起 ,I'd, 注意这种一定要会读啊双元音加的 ,I'd, give it a try, 固定搭配去试一下的意思 ,I'd, give it, 这三个单词是有连读啊 ,give it a try, Y 是一个双元音 ,so I thought I'd give it a try, 所以这是我们今天这样的一个句子连接起来模仿三次来跟我读啊第一次 I had tried sushi before but I hadn't been to that particular restaurant it just opened so I thought I'd give it a try 第二次 I had tried sushi before but I hadn't been to that particular restaurant it just opened so I thought I'd give it a try 最后一次I had tried sushi before, but I hadn't been to that particular restaurant. It just opened, so I thought I'd give it a try. Alright, guys. 所以这是我们今天这样的一个句子。最后依然提醒大家去关注我们的微信公众平台，搜索英语口语地道说。点击关注之后呢，就可以获取每日一句的发音打卡的练习。这里是本老师 ,I'll talk to you guys next time.